My name is Alicia Zwiers, and I am that mom. The one at home with two little girls, the one whose days are full of cartoons and trips to the park, of sandboxes, sidewalk chalk, and bubbles, and potty time, bath time, bedtime, story time, brushing teeth, brushing hair, breaking up fights, and kissing the owies, and meals, and dishes, and laundry. So much laundry. It's been said that cleaning with children in the house is like brushing your teeth while eating Oreos. It's true. But I'm the mom, so it's my job to continue fighting what often seems like a losing battle. I don't get to clock out. You gonna say hi? Perfect. I don't get to clock out. My job goes from the moment I or one of my girls opens their eyes in the morning until we're all asleep at night. Yet, as hard as it is, I wouldn't trade these days for anything in the world. I live for the special moments that I get to share with these kids. For Christmas Eve, when I put my girls to bed, seeing the joy, wonder, and anticipation in their eyes. For sharing traditions with them and making new traditions together. This is really the whole point of this. So this is good. This is my life. For camping trips and vacations, and for sharing Jesus with them. You see, as my girls grow up, I want them to know that I'm not just their mom, but their friend. I want them to know that I will always be their biggest fighter, biggest protector, and biggest supporter of who they are and what they choose to be and do. But even when I fail at these things, I want them to know that they can always look to Jesus, the one who will never fail them. So we take them to Sunday school, we pray together, we do our best to teach them to show the kindness of Jesus to each other. Reagan, come here. In this stage of life, they say that the days are long, but the years are oh so very short. And in the long days, it can be such a struggle for me to find a moment alone, whether it be to pray, dig into the word, or even just take care of myself. It can especially be difficult to find margin in our lives when the culture around us is so full of the mommy wars, as they say these days, of parents tearing each other down, criticizing each other, and comparing themselves to each other. There's always a feeling of needing to do more, be better, and live up to some unspoken standard. I try to remind myself and our girls that it's okay to be the person that God made you to be. We don't have to live up to anyone else's standards. I try not to let the blame and shame game get to me, but it's everywhere. So as parents, we encourage our girls, oh my gosh. We encourage our girls in the Lord, and we also rely on the encouragement of the body of Christ. Help me and parents like me by saying no to the mommy wars and the comparison. Help me and parents like me by investing in us and our kids, by encouraging us to parent in the best way we know how, and by showing us grace even when we do things differently. When the voices around us are reminding us of what we're doing wrong, be the voice that celebrates the things that we're doing right. Pray for us. Pray for our kids. Pray for me to be the best mom I can be so I can raise my girls to become strong, courageous, independent Christ followers. On this Mother's Day, remember moms like me who are still in the thick of it, who barely have time to celebrate their own motherhood as they focus on the other moms in their life, who have just as much to accomplish today as in any other day, and who could really use a little bit of appreciation and affirmation today. So let us know that you see us, that you know what we are going through, and that our jobs are important. And next time you see a mom with young kids trying to juggle everything and quite possibly failing, give her a smile. It'll make her day. I know, because I am that mom.
Good morning. My name is Marie Westra, and I am that mom, the one trying to keep up with three kids in high school and college, Nora Ephron once said that when your children are teenagers, it's important to have a dog so someone in the house is happy to see you when you come home. But I feel blessed that in my case, we truly enjoy spending our time together as a family. When our kids were young, I loved planning special summer activities and acting as their concierge for their social lives. Now that they're older, it's a privilege to see them becoming more independent and doing what they love to do. Cheering them on at sporting events and theater productions, going camping, shopping, or out to eat together are all ways that we connect as a family. But life is just so busy. Each morning we rush out the door to school and work, and our evenings are full of swim practices, theater rehearsals, church activities, not to mention the day-to-day responsibilities of keeping the house running. And often it's a struggle just to find nights when we can sit down and eat as a family. I think that's one thing that's changed from when I was a kid. We were busy, but nothing like they are now. I appreciate that my parents made sure we always had meals together and did things as a family. Honestly, now I'm not sure if my parents ever did anything without us. But I see now, technology has become an often unwanted distraction in our lives. There are so many demands on our time that it can be a challenge just to be attentive to each other. I also see how my kids face the same challenges that everyone faces at this age. And as they become independent and move into adulthood and build a healthy self-image and confidence in a world that's constantly saying, you're not good enough, and how to make their faith their own. Craig and I try to model the importance of going to church together, of keeping a positive attitude, serving others, not holding grudges. But at this stage in life and parenting, much of my job is just to set an example and then watch as my kids work it out for themselves. Having the support of the body of Christ is so fundamentally important for these kids, not just when they're succeeding, but even as they're making mistakes. It can be so difficult as moms to watch our kids struggle, but I know that just as I go through seasons where my faith is strong and seasons when I am struggling, they will too. Something I think most parents wrestle with at times is that I am not a perfect mom, and I am not raising perfect kids, though they're pretty good. I might look back and wish I'd done something differently, but God has been so gracious to me, and we need to show that grace to our kids as well. I hope that as they grow up, my children learn to look to Christ, to us as parents, and to the church as their safety nets. To know that we love and accept them and that they can be honest with us because we all have growing left to do. So help parents and parents like me by celebrating when our kids choose godliness in a godless culture. Help me and parents like me by investing in our families, modeling grace, and encouraging our kids to take ownership of their faith. When the world is loud and demanding, remind us to take time for ourselves, for each other, and for quiet time with the Lord. Pray for us that we wouldn't compare ourselves to others, that we would stay encouraged so we can pour encouragement into our spouses and kids. Pray for our kids as they develop meaningful relationships with others and that they would continue to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Pray for me as a mom, sending my kids out into the world and trusting the Lord to supply the needs that have long been my responsibility. So on this Mother's Day, remember moms like me who are in a season of transition. And as we celebrate my mom and our kids celebrate me, and we also honor the loss of my husband's mom and dad. So remember moms like me who have mixed feelings about our day. Remember us as we get through another house full of people kind of day. Another thing on an endless to-do list. And next time you see a mom cheering on her kids as they step into adulthood, cheer right along with her. It will make her day. I know, because I am that mom.
Hi, I'm Marty Brewer. I'm that mom. I could identify with that so well. I'm the mom who looks back over the years with the joy of raising three children. And I'm the mom who celebrates the memories of all the fun little things that they did when they were young and the experiences and the travels that we've had that we've shared together as they've grown up. I'm the mom who tells stories, great stories, like when our son Eric ran out of gas in a rented motorhome in France. And how, this is a little complicated, but how Kevin actually was the cause of it all. It's really quite a long but very interesting story. And I lost my place. Okay. And I'm also the mom who's had the privilege of watching our children get married and start their own families. So I'm also the mom who's been promoted to grandma. That's why I'm here today, to share with you the grandma part. We have 7 grandchildren who are as much of a blessing to us as their parents are. They all get along with each other beautifully, and every summer they come to grandma's house for about 4 days of cousins camp, and we all play together. And I'm the mom and grandma who has learned that through my trials, I have to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge him, and he directs my paths. But in many ways, my life is now a support role. Now that my children are older, I don't have the same kind of day-to-day involvement with them that I once had. But we're still close. I used to teach them, lead them, correct them. Now, one of the most rewarding things as a mom for me is just to sit back and watch them bloom. Seeing them raise their own children to love the Lord. I love this verse. It's one of my favorite about raising children. It's from 3 John verse 4. It says, I have no greater joy than to know that my children are walking in the truth. And that's for my children, my grandchildren, the children that I teach, and others that I mentor too. I also have the wonderful privilege as a grandma of taking care of my grandchildren for a day or more. And that's just to give their parents a break. We have a special little tradition when they're at my house, especially if it's on Saturday morning. We make waffles and bacon. And they all say that my waffles are the very best. I don't know if they realize that they're from a box and they're not from scratch, but they're the very best. And Raj even thinks that. They have snowballed him, too. When our son, Kevin, died at age 33, leaving a wife and 3 boys, my role as a grandma mother changed, especially with his boys. It was kind of like I was a second mom to them at times. Our daughter-in-law, Emily, does a great job as a mom, but she needs relief and help at times, and Raj and I love to do that. But Kevin's death did impact me greatly. I miss him so much because he was a really caring and fun kid. And I just found out a few minutes ago that this is the 40th anniversary of his being baptized up in the sanctuary, not here. But 40 years ago on Mother's Day, he was baptized here along with Matt Gorder and Ryan Ellis. And they were all 3 very good friends. But now God has blessed me with the insight to see a different part of Kevin's personality in each one of his sons. And so that's a real blessing to me. I know how very important it is to teach your children to love the Lord and make a commitment to him when they are young. Because the Lord helped Raj and myself do that, we have no question now where Kevin is. And because of Kevin's death, I have also become more sensitive to other parents who lose a child at any age. And I pray that our grief would allow us to minister to them. So help me and parents like me by walking alongside as we grieve and as we remember. Help me and parents like me by seeking out relationships with us, by honoring the experiences that we have had and the wisdom gained along the way. Grandmas have a lot of years of experience. Pray that the church will appreciate this and tap this. Help me and parents like me by encouraging us not to sit back, but to continue sharing our gifts with the church. I think an older mom or grandma mentoring a younger mom is so valuable. Even getting together in small groups with mixed ages of ladies for Bible study and practical application can be a wonderful way to encourage each other. I love Mother's Day, and I always have. And I love it that our whole family gets together for dinner to celebrate. I had a wonderful, caring mother, so the day has always been very happy for me. But there's also a sad aspect of the day, knowing that we have one less chair around the table. On this Mother's Day, honor the moms in your life and the grandmas. Honor not just the mom who raised you, but the mom in your life and the women in your life who took the time to mentor you. But also remember the mom with the empty arms or a grieving heart. Show her love and appreciation. Let her tell her stories and share her wisdom. It might just make her day. I know, because I'm that mom.
I really love the mom of my kids. But there's always one thing about Mother's Day that is so much on my heart. What about women who could never have? And it's so important to me every single year to just say, let's not just bless the moms. Let's bless all the women. And in particular this morning, as I was thinking about wanting to talk about this, two women in particular have had a huge influence on my life. One never had children. And that was my second grade teacher, Mrs. Vermeulen. I'll never forget Mrs. Vermeulen. She was the most wonderful, gentle, caring person, teacher in all of my life. And in fact, as I think back to my high school degree, my college degree, my master's degree, my doctor's degree, one teacher stands out, and that's Mrs. Vermeulen. She never had children of her own, but she loved our class, and I'm sure she loved every class through all the years, as if we were her own. I know every time I walked out of her class, I felt that for her. Very interesting. She never had children, but she raised bulldogs. And she included us in the experience with her bulldog. She would bring pictures. She would tell stories. She had, I'll never forget, this was a long time ago, but she had one champion bulldog by the name of Hezar Zuri. And we would always wonder, how did Hezar Zuri do at the show? And she would include us in all of that. A number of years later, after I had become a pastor, I received a call back to Portage and asked if I would be willing to do Mrs. Vermeulen's funeral. Boy, was that powerful. To be able to stand in front of everyone and talk about her faith, talk about her love for kids, talk about the love that I felt from her, and really still do. I so appreciate it. And I know there are other women who are in the same role. They never had an opportunity to have a child, to raise a child as their own, but they are touching more lives than we could ever imagine. More than we can ever imagine. And it's to those ladies I say thank you. There's another woman that I want to just mention a moment. Her name was Teasel Dean. Haven, here? When I was at Alma College, Haven is one who had the good sense to go to Alma, not Hope or Calvin, okay? When I was a student at Alma, Haven, I was a part of the InterVarsity group, and there was a family who lived about a mile, because we would walk down to their house for the InterVarsity meeting, and it was Dr. and Mrs. Dean. He was an optometrist. And for some reason, I really connected with Mrs. Dean. She just died a few months ago. She was about 93 years old. Her husband died a number of years ago, and he was well into his 90s. But I remember Mrs. Dean treating me like her son. She would talk to me. If I got out of line, she would tell me. One of the things I still remember today is how she corrected my English. And I don't know if I can even give you an example of it right now, but there are times when you begin a sentence, then you say like Sue and I. When you end a sentence, it's Sue and me, okay? That probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But I said, she corrected me on that one time because at the end of a sentence I had so-and-so and I. And she said, no, Jim, that should be at the end of the sentence. It should be me. Well, what do you mean, Mrs. Dean? Well, she said, just, you know, do this or that anyway. I'm doing a great job explaining this. But the main point is I still remember. And I graduated from Alpha in 1974. And I still remember that little lesson. And as I'm writing sermons or as I'm having conversations with people, that'll jump into my mind. Mrs. Dean says, no, you don't want to end the sentence with the word I. You want to end the sentence with the word me. Okay, I get that. But what a mentor in something like that. What a loving person. What a great role model she was when I was 2.5 hours away from home in college and wasn't able to be with my family. And how she loved me. When my dad and my brother died within 3 months of each other, my senior year. And to all the Mrs. Deans, she had 5 kids of her own. Wonderful kids. But she loved us like we were her kids. And I always felt that. And so to those moms who love other people's kids unconditionally, kick them in the butt when they need a kick in the butt. Teach them a little English lesson when they need an English lesson. Give them a meal, invite them into your home, whatever it may be. To all of you, I say a big, big thank you. Will you please join me? Thank you to all the women, all the ladies. Men, this is our time. We are going to wrap this morning up, and I sure appreciate all the work that went into planning this morning and just getting everything set and the ladies who spoke and all. But we have asked the husbands of these 3 moms who spoke if they would come up. And each of them pray in the same order. We'll have Brian come up in prayer. Leave your mom goggles on the chair, Brian, and come on up here. And Craig Westra and also Raj Bruins. Well, all 3 of you come up here at the same time, and we're going to give you a microphone. And then if you would, Brian, we'll have you start. And when you're finished, just hand the microphone to Craig and then over to Raj, okay? Thank you. Thanks for letting me pick on you.
Always. Let's pray. Papa, thank you for this day to celebrate these amazing women. Thank you for the moms who never get a day off. Thank you for the moms that keep their composure while their kids are running amok on the stage. Thank you for those moms who are making meals, doing dishes, laundry, keeping kids' routines, and pouring out every piece of themselves and their hearts into their families. I pray for the moms that are the heart and the soul of our families. I pray that you give them strength and energy, never-ending love and grace through all their life's journeys.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning praying for the moms and dads of teenagers and young adults. As your children transition to the hallways of high school or leave home to enter new and exciting yet godless culture, we pray that parents feel your peace, the reassurance that you are watching over their child, keeping them safe, guiding their decisions, and are with them in their times of struggle when they cannot. And we pray for peace, trusting that their children will continue to follow the Lord in all that they do, see, and say. We pray for moms and dads who have strained relations with their children. Different views, goals, and outlooks on life often come between parents and children. Lord, please heal the wounds that may have been caused by words and soften hearts so that common ground may be found and families be restored. Finally, Lord, we pray for celebrations, academic and employment success, accomplishments in sport or on stage, smiles during the unexpected phone call, a child's message in the parent's inbox, a heartfelt text, and when they finally walk through the door, safe. And celebrations as their children enter meaningful, godly relationships. Father, bless these moms and dads. Comfort them as they relinquish some of the responsibility they've had for so long. Help them to trust you in all things, for you know all things. In your name we pray.
Father, what a joy that we can be in front of you and we know you are listening. That's incredible. Even from a gym, we know that you care for us and you listen to us. We thank you that we can celebrate this day today and the wonderful gift that you created in mothers. I thank you for mine. I thank you for Marty's mom and the blessing they've been to us. I thank you for these women as they continue to get closer to you. Help us as dads also, as we look at our kids as grown adults. Help us to be encouragers. Help us to be insightful to their needs. Help us to bless them and to bless them on their way and to continue to call them to you and to continue to call them to the wonders of your great love for them. With our grandkids, help us to be fun grandpas and grandmas, but also godly grandpas and grandmas that love you and spend time serving you. And may they see that in us, and may they desire to have the peace and the grace that you do give us. Father, we thank you for Pastor Jim. We thank you for 10 years here. We thank you for the blessedness of having peace at Rosewood. We thank you for his strong biblical leadership. And now as a team, we look ahead at change coming, and we know that change does have to come, and so we thank you for that opportunity, but guide us as we look ahead to know what you want for Rosewood, not what we want, but what you want. So bless us, use us, guide us. Thank you, Jesus, for the forgiveness of our sins. Amen.
Will you please stand, and I'd like to wrap up this prayer. If you guys can stand. Father, thank you for the way you love us through moms and dads. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for every person who has gathered here to worship you today. And may this be, in each home and each life, each relationship, a truly special day. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace. God willing, we'll see you upstairs next Sunday.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Thank you.